Four men ranging in age from 19 to 35 are charged with hazing after seven Virginia State University students attempted to cross the Appomattox River just after midnight Saturday. Chesterfield County Police Lieutenant Randy Horowitz tells what happened.
The current swept the students down river. Some were pulled to safety and others drifted to shore. Two students, Marvell Edmondson and Juwan Holmes, were reported missing.
Edmondson was a popular high school football player from Portsmouth. His body was found Monday, and more than 100 police, firefighters, and local volunteers continued to search for Holmes, who attended high school and ran track in Williamsburg. The boys were apparently hoping to join a social group called Men of Honor, its mission to build character. The university says it was not a sanctioned student organization, and spokesman Thomas Reed says VSU has tried to discourage hazing of any kind.
Fraternities and sororities and all of our student organizations undergo between 8 and 10 hours of training every semester. That's not a year, that's per semester. On a code of conduct and the standards that we expect from our student organizations.
Because the river is on its southern boundary, the university says students do sometimes wade or swim in the Appomattox. But Reed says conditions over the weekend were treacherous.
The river was high from Friday evening's rainstorms, and that caused it to be particularly dangerous.
If convicted, the four suspects, two of them VSU students, could face a year in prison and a $2,500 fine. The university plans a memorial service for Edmondson and Holmes on Friday and is offering counseling to students. I'm Sandy Houseman.